I'm going to sing a bothy song to start with. It's called The Pernitted Loon. Often I was a little wee pernitted loonie, I was aye God's silly little jokey. A day I was sitting in my granny's windowsill, eating sweeties for a brown paper pokey. Boy, come a lassie who offered me a kiss, an offer I'd never think in scorning, but she bolted with my sweeties, caught my head through the glass, and my granny dealt me this next morning. You should never tie a knot in a bulldog's tail, man. Take a drink of water for a bucket or a pail, for it's plenty understand ye a bobby for a bop. The rosy cheeked apples are aye gotten on the top. A laddie in spit snuff and he's all granny's tea, but he snapped it up himself afore she kent, so they say. I'll wager Tuppence happy though it's hobby cod my ain. The nick I'm never tickled with a snuff mill again. It's a sair thing, love, when it strikes you on the waistcoat. You think you're getting on so fine, man. It's hoo ha heave, and you find you've been courting another laddie's lassie all the time, man. Living like a jube-jube sprinkled out with sugar as another fella turns to Surex altogether. It's on a side like the handle of a jug called Kale early in the morning. When a lad gets a smock, fake Cupid's little arts like hurling in a perambulator doing a hella barra. Although you wouldn't hate, it's like lying on a rock with a thousand magna humples feet crawling up your back. It's how the biggest sheep gets smeared among the snow when you're fishing. It's how the biggest fish that wins a war. A certain lassie that you would like to pet, that's just the very in you maybe share you when I get. Now I once get a ball in the Altoona Riddle, you've never seen as money bonny dainties. I was up to my oxters among marmalade and treacle, and as happy as a craw among the tatties. Big lassies, small lassies, short lassies, tall lassies, all sorts of lassies for to blind me. But the floor of the ball was little Polly Perkins, that's the girl I was forced to leave behind me. Now I once get my aunties wee a bag of yellow haddocks. Other loonies leathered me and filled my bag with puddocks. Guys here to thole I could say without a doubt, so I thought this time that I'd grieve heech oot. Polly said she'd marry me and nae other bunny, so I kissed pretty Polly, but she never gin it cheap. And Polly ran away with a lantern shafted so dear, with a face as yellow as a boiled Swede neep. Now you've never seen a wreck like my old horse Dobbin, you could hang your jacket on his hardies. He was broken in the wind, and fin he tried to rin, made a racket like a dozen hardy-gardies. Went to the market and swap it fair oor, with a collie Polly charges for the sooth, man. But I didn't wet my blocking, although it was mighty dry, for fear he'd be finning out the truth, man. Now I fairly thought it and a clever trick he knew, sick of cowping out the tail, and never did expect for a freezely old money with a roly-poly fist, like a gin-bred ribbit with a clue through his neck. I went to the market and swabbed, do you see, my ain old Dobbin for was blind upon a knee. Come home for the market just as druthy as a Seth, with a fiddle he did jigger for was blind upon them both.